From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. USDA's Rural Development Undersecretary Xochitl Torres-Small says they're extending the application deadline for the ReConnect program funding to March 9th. The funds are for expanding high-speed internet to millions across rural America. USDA is making $200 million available in ReConnect loans, $250 million in loan grant combinations, $350 million in grants with a 25% matching requirement, and $350 million in grants with no matching requirements for tribes and socially vulnerable communities. In 2021, the U.S. ethanol industry recovered substantially from pandemic conditions, with ethanol and gasoline use approaching pre-COVID-19 levels in the second half. According to last week's ABF study, with higher demand and value, ethanol's contribution to U.S. gross domestic product in 2021 was the second highest ever. The industry created $28.7 billion in household income, up 55% from 2020, and just over $52 billion in gross domestic product, up 50%. A broad area of surface high pressure resulted in a little to no precipitation throughout the contiguous U.S. from February 8th through the 14th. During this seven-day period, the most significant precipitation was limited to the Cascade Mountains, Upper Mississippi Valley, Northern New England, and the Florida Peninsula. Following December's beneficial snowfall, a persistent area of high pressure anchored near the West Coast has led to drier than normal conditions since early January.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.